Welcome to the Breathing God podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Rodriguez. The Lord recently took me into a vision, and I had a bird's eye view. I was like up high, looking down at a beach, and in the distance, I saw this huge, ginormous tidal wave of healing that is being released right now into the body of Christ, into the bride, his beloved. This isn't necessarily a 2023 prophetic word. It is a right now word. It is a today word. Today, if you will receive this word, if you will agree with it, if you will believe it, I know that this is a release that is happening right now in the spirit, and it's particularly in the area of trauma and emotional wounds, you know, soul wounds, where we have been, bruised and battered and beaten and sliced open by life. Those places that haven't fully healed in our lives, that maybe they've left scars, and we keep going back to it, and we keep being reminded of it, and we can't move forward in relationships, or just different areas of our life that have been affected by something that has happened to us that we're really struggling with. And many have been praying and crying out, God, I am hurting, whether it's grief, whatever it is, there is a release, not just over a select few. This tidal wave was huge, and I knew it was for every one of his bride that will receive it today. Yes, it's a 2023 word, and that I believe it is starting now and will continue through this year, because God wants us whole and healthy and vibrant and filled with life. He wants to give Jesus a bride that is without spot, blemish, or wrinkle, right? And that's us. And he wants to do this for us. So right now, I invite you, open your heart and just tell Holy Spirit, I am open. Speak to me, whatever you want to say. I'm listening. My heart is open and tender, and I'm ready to receive everything that you have for me today, Lord. So just get comfortable and really connect your heart with this. If you're listening to this while you're doing something else and you know you're too distracted to listen, maybe wait and listen to this later, when you can connect your heart, because this is a very, very powerful, powerful word. I'm actually going to read it because I do remember the whole vision, but I don't want to leave out any tiny little details that he gave me. And so I'm going to actually read it to you. So the vision started with a bird's eye view of the beach. I could see a huge wave, ginormous, miles out, heading toward the shore. When I looked at the people on the beach, I noticed that many of them were wearing long sleeves and pants, even though it was a hot day. And they were tugging at their sleeves, like trying to pull them down, you know, and to cover and hide these cracks and crevices that were in their skin. I mean, some of them were, it wasn't that they were just like open wounds or open sores. They were for some, but they were these black, I saw them as these black jagged lines that just seemed like they were so void of life, so deep and dark, that I couldn't see like the end of where these cracks were. And everyone was trying to, not everyone, but many of them were trying to hide them, but I still could see it. I mean, they were on their face, on their necks, on their hands, any part of them that was exposed, their skin that was exposed, I could see it. And they were so embarrassed, you know, trying to hide it, even though everybody else on the beach also had cracks and crevices in them. And I knew that these cracks represented soul wounds, emotional wounds, places in our lives that held pain, but also made these people feel less than, disqualified in the kingdom, or that, you know, maybe God had overlooked them or even forgotten about them. You know, some had prayed for years and years and years, God, I just want to be free of this pain, and not understanding why it seemed like God wasn't answering. And some were angry about their brokenness. Some were self-conscious, even ashamed, trying to hide the cracks. But others seemed carefree, and that's the key word, seemed. And I knew that either they had grown used to their wounds, trying to just live with them, or they wanted to appear healthy. You know, they were living under false conditions. They wanted to appear happy and healthy, even though they too suffered with these long, jagged cracks. As a tidal wave approached, the people stood gawking, and I wondered why they weren't running to safety. They were like frozen with fear. And at this point in the vision, I didn't know it was a tidal wave of healing. I just saw this huge wave coming, and I thought, it's not just going to kill everyone on the shore. It's going to like affect the whole city. Why are they not at least running and trying to get to safety? And then I saw a group of other people. They hadn't been on the beach yet. I saw them running onto the beach when they saw the wave. And they had this look of anticipation and excitement. And I'm looking at them like, what do they see that I don't see? And I knew immediately that this was a tidal wave of healing when I saw their faces. And I knew that they knew it was healing. The promise was finally coming. And so they ran onto the beach, and they then became an example for others. So they started tearing off their clothes. I mean, just like as fast as they could, pulling their clothes off, no shame, no embarrassment. They were completely open, completely naked, completely vulnerable, unafraid of what was coming. They wanted nothing to stand in between their coming healing and these wounds. And the other people began to see what they were doing, and they knew immediately by seeing the others exactly like I had seen, you know, oh, I get it now. That's healing that's coming. The others on the beach, when they saw them, they realized it too. And the group that came running that knew healing was coming, after they tore off their clothes, they laid on their backs in the sand, looking up, their faces toward the sun. Sun in the natural, but sun as a representation of Jesus, the Son of God. They laid on the sand in full surrender, faces toward the sun, unafraid of the huge wave. And when those who were wrapped up in their clothes, you know, so tightly bound in their clothes, when they saw this, they started, you know, I could see them looking at the wave. It was getting so close, and it was like they almost didn't even have time. But they, as much as they could, they started stripping off their clothes too. And others, it was like they didn't realize, it was like they didn't think they had time to rip off their clothes, but they were doing what they could. They were just pushing up their sleeves and trying to throw off their shoes and socks as fast as they could. And then there was a third group, or I guess maybe that would be a fourth group, that they were so exhausted, so beaten down by life, so tired in their prayers, that they couldn't even push up a sleeve. They couldn't make any effort other than to just lay down in the sand with their face to the sun. And so at this point, everyone is laying on their backs with their faces to the sun. And like I said, some of them had so much faith and excitement, and they were like, yes, bring it. It's coming. I just know this is my answer. Some were like, okay, it's coming. And they're laying in the sand. It was as if they were both excited, but yet still kind of scared, like, well, what if the wave does kill us? Or what if the wave doesn't actually heal us? You know, they were still kind of stuck in their heads, but yet they still gave a response. They still laid down and turned their faces. Everyone was represented. People who were filled with faith and 100% believed. Those who were like ambivalent and kind of going back and forth, like I do, but either way I'm here, I'm laying down. And those who were just like, yeah, if it kills me, it kills me. At this point, it can't get much worse. And they just laid down, but their faces were still towards the sun. And this represents all of us who our faces are towards the sun. Our hearts are in the direction pointing towards Jesus, whether we're filled with faith through this word or whether we're like, I mean, okay, either way, your response is all God is looking for. Your response of, okay, I believe it. I'll do my part. I will lay down and rest. So let me not get ahead of myself. I looked at the ocean again. This time it wasn't a wave of water. It was not thick like honey. It was still liquid. It was still an ocean wave, but it was a little bit thicker and it was golden. Oh, it was just golden and beautiful and reflecting the light of the sun. It was shining and brilliant and beautiful, and it was the glory of God. And just when it would seem it would crash into the shore, all of a sudden the whole scene moved in slow motion. And I saw this huge wave that seemed like it could just come down and crash on the people or go into the city and, you know, kill everything. It moved in slow motion and calmed. It calmed down and it very gently washed out. It still had a far reach. It still was, you know, as you sit in the ocean, sometimes the waves, when they crash, the water comes up on shore gently and doesn't go very far. And sometimes it comes with a bit of force, not enough to hurt anyone, but a bit of force that goes pretty far. I knew that this was going to go very far, and it did. It folded down much, much more gentle than it had before, and it spread out. It spread out and went over every single person who had laid down to receive. As the golden, let me say this, what once seemed fearful, even deadly, was actually beautiful and calm. I knew that the healing wave that is being released is powerful. It is an unstoppable force against the enemy in our lives. But for us, it is the power of love to heal. Your healing that you've been waiting for, it has come. And your response isn't, I hope so. If that is your response, no judgment. Just say, yeah, there's still a little bit of doubt, God. All you have to do is lay down and receive. As the golden water filled the crevices in our souls, it didn't just, you know, water sometimes will kind of go in and seep out. It wasn't seeping out. This golden glory liquid, it was going into the cracks, and it was sealing. It was staying there. It was making us whole. There was no void. There was no emptiness. There was no more wound. It was just gone. Every dark and crack and crevice was filled with glory, filled with this gold. Those festering wounds, those split open, broken places that left us looking and feeling spiritually, emotionally, and physically ugly were now glistening with gold. We weren't shattered and merely put back together. We became an exquisite display of beauty. Whole, confident, and healed by the glory of God. If any of you, I've talked about this before in another podcast, not this vision, but this art called Kintsugi. It's spelled Kintsugi, and it is where, I believe it's the Japanese, they take handmade pottery that they had made, and they break it and crack it and smash it, and then they take this golden, it's gold mixed with like a type of glue, and they put the pottery back together, and it becomes a new beautiful piece of work where every crevice is filled with gold. And that's what I saw. I saw us like human kintsugi. And when we stood, the glory of God was literally just shining out of us. All of those cracks that once were dark and void of life were now filled with glory just radiating from us. And we began, all of us stood together, and we started dancing out off the beach into the city that was around us and up into the mountain. And it was so beautiful. And I knew that God was saying, this is my army. This is the one who I love. This is the one who is filled with me, filled and whole and reaching out into the earth. This is our call to stand whole and healed and confident in his love so that we can then go out into the world and release healing to others with him, led by him. And we stood and the glory was shining out of us and we began moving, dancing out onto the mountaintop. And then the ones that were, as we were dancing and ministering to those on the way to this mountaintop, they were getting healed as well. And they began to join us on the mountaintop as we released healing to them. And then the scripture came to me from Matthew 5, verse 14 and 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. This glory that makes us whole, that's healing us, it is a gift to us, a gift that we many have been crying out for years. Many have given up. Many are exhausted. But this is what is happening now. God wants us whole and healed so that we can then radiate with this golden. I mean, I wish that I could do art on myself just to show you. You know, imagine cracks and crevices all over your body. But it's gold. You're beautiful. You don't even look human anymore because you're not human, are you? You're a new creation in Christ, and he wants you to shine. He wants you whole and healed so that you can then help others become whole and healed. He wants you to shine, to radiate his love, to radiate healing to others. And so if this word has ministered to you, if you feel that, if it bears witness to you, if you are like, yeah, I want that, yeah, I hope that's going to happen, whatever. As an act of faith, when it's sometime today, if you can do it right now, when you're done watching this or listening to this, just lay down. Lay down in your room, lay down in your closet, lay down wherever you, on your couch, wherever, your bed, and just turn your face to the Lord. And just let him know, Lord, I receive that. And watch, you're going to begin to feel. I believe some of you are even going to, not just in your spirit, you know, your spiritual senses, but even physically, you're going to feel that healing warmth coming into your body, into your hearts. Many, many, many people had cracks in their heads, and I saw cracks in their hearts. And this new heart that he's given you, healing you of grief, healing you of disappointment, helping you to have a new perspective. I saw cracks on people's eyes and their eyelids and their ears. Every part of you is going to be whole and healed. It's going to defy what we see in the natural. It's going to be completely the opposite of what the world says, that we, you know, well, now we're just broken and now we have to live with it. This is a miraculous healing being released to you as you simply say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. If that's you, be honest. There's no shame. He has no shame. There was no shame in those who just couldn't even pull up a sleeve and just laid in the sand. The same healing was released to every person who laid there. And so I bless you right now in Jesus' name, and I release the truth of this word from the heart of God, that every single jagged crack, every crevice in your soul, every place that has held trauma and pain that you haven't been able to get free from, that you've cried out to God, or you've stopped crying out because you've begun to doubt, I thank you, Father, that right now, sovereignly, in answer to their prayers, as they acknowledge this word and receive this word, however great or however little their faith, that healing would now be released to them, that it would completely annihilate every darkened crevice of their soul and cause them to feel whole, to feel healed, to know in their heart of hearts that all of the things of the past are in the past, and they are rising now as your army, dancing and celebrating and releasing life and light to those around them as they head to the mountain of the Lord, where you will then give them even another level of perspective, another new, we go from glory to glory. There will always be greater glory. You will never stop growing. You will never stop transforming. This is a life-transforming journey. And this is God's word to you today. And I pray that it blesses you and it draws you into a place of healing unlike anything you've ever known. And if this has really resonated with you, if this is for you, you are able to, somewhere on here, I know you can click a download button and you can save this episode so that you don't lose it for later, or if you want to share it. If you're watching it, if you're listening to this on a podcast, I should say, you can do it. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can, just like it, you can comment and go from there. But bless you guys. I pray that you will sit with this and let the healing flow today. And for those of you, who I don't get to say before Christmas, Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Thank you for joining me on the Breathing God podcast. If this show has ministered to you, please consider leaving a review right here. And if you think the podcast will bless someone else, please share it. You can find help for anxiety, sign up for my newsletter, and find lots of other goodies on my website, GretchenRodriguez.com.